This past week, I was on the phone with one of our diocesan priests. I don't think he's ever been in Rochester, but we were doing a little coverage for him, and he had just got back from this two-week vacation in November before Thanksgiving, and he went out of the country. That's all I knew, but had a chance to visit with him and talk to him, asked him where he went, and he said, well, I got back from the best vacation of my life. I said, well, you must have went someplace warm then. And he said, yes, I did. He said, I went all the way to Australia. I've only known a couple people that have been there, but everyone who's been to Australia has said that it was quite an adventure in a beautiful country. So he really enjoyed that. And during the conversation I was having for him, I could remember the couple of times in my life that I had ventured outside of the country. Maybe you did too, and how exciting that was, especially if it was your first time, whether you're a kid or a college student or an adult. I remember my first opportunity was back in the seminary one day as we were sitting in class, kind of bored. I can't remember what the subject was, but the teacher announced that we were going to be the first class that was going to do this experimental trip and study for our seminary in the Holy Land, in the country of Israel. And if it worked well for our class, then they would continue that program every year after that, and they have. And so we got terribly excited knowing that we were going to be that first class going overseas, and that we were going to study in Israel and especially in Jerusalem for about 2.5 months. So what a blessing and what a privilege it was. And as I looked ahead to this experience, I couldn't help but thinking that the people would be different, of course, than the culture I was used to here in the United States, but that's what would make it exciting and interesting. And because of this, though, I thought, you know, I bet the people will even be friendlier because we are guests in their country. So for the first couple days after we arrived, I remember being so excited and just going through the regular streets and markets, pilgrimage sites. I remember walking around and just saying hello and trying to enter into conversations to get to know all these people of this town, of this country, of this culture. And I remember me as I tried to engage them in a very friendly way that they would look at me with a very strange expression, which seemed to say the same thing it would in our country. Why are you talking to me and I don't know you? Please go away. So after a while of doing this, I remember being so let down until I took a moment to talk to my brothers about it who were studying with me. And they said, well, you know, you're caught up in the excitement of this new experience. And, you know, in our country, someone coming here would probably do the same and have the same experience coming to the United States. You know, we know by our experience of public, if a stranger comes up to us and starts talking to us like they've known us for some time or want to be our friend, we get a little uncomfortable. We start to ask why, what's behind this? Because we're not familiar with that person. We haven't built up a relationship of trust yet. But hopefully, when we get the opportunity, we can take the time to get to know the strangers that are in our midst. You know, the season of Advent is really about that. It's about a relationship with Jesus. It's about calling us to take a look at where we are in that friendship, in that relationship. It's about getting to know Jesus on a deeper level, or returning to that deeper level if we've let that slide a little bit. You know, as Christians, we want to know Jesus. We want that deeper relationship so that when we meet him someday, it will be like a reunion of two close friends. You know, Advent reminds us of the memory, of course, of Christ's first coming among us as an infant, when he became one of us to get to know in a more familiar way our own humanity. And also reminds us that Christ will come again to save those who do know and love and put their trust in him. And so the church calls us today to prepare our hearts by casting off deeds of darkness and living in the light of righteousness. And if we live in the light of righteousness or God's blessing and grace, We never need to fear his coming or our own death. We just need to trust. And our faith gives us the confident assurance that the righteous will spend an eternity with God. That is, those who know him and love him. And so during this Advent season, let us ask ourselves or reflect on a deeper level what it really means for us to be righteous. How do we know that we've put ourselves in a right relationship, a good relationship with God? In other words, do we know Jesus? Are we striving to know Jesus on that deeper level? Do we have a relationship with him, or is he like meeting just another stranger on the street? You know, in the past year, there are many books and articles that I've read that kind of explore the questions of what a great relationship between two people really looks like, whether they're good friends or whether they're family members or whether they're married. And so in this one book that I read, they sent out this survey and they asked people in these relationships, what is it that makes your relationship so personal and so healthy and so filled with joy and love? And these were some of their responses. They said, you know, in the end, after everything else is said and done, we really, really enjoy our time together. And then they said, and we are also interested in each other, even after all these years of friendship or marriage. They said, we have common dreams. We have common goals that we're still striving for and working towards together. We respect and appreciate each other. And we accept each other for who we are. And they went on to say, communication was very important. We communicate well, and we can tell each other anything. We can be assured, after hearing these responses, that we know Jesus if we do the same, if we spend some quality time with him as we would with any friend or loved one. And our relationship with the Lord should, of course, as Advent calls us to do, continue to seek to remove any obstacles in our life from blocking growth in that relationship, such as sin. But we want to enter into that deeper conversion experience with God during the season. This Advent calls us then to recommit ourselves to the Lord who loves us, not only by returning to prayer and repentance, but also in engaging in works of charity. In Advent season, there's always a lot of opportunities to do that. For there are always the less fortunate among us, as Pope Francis often reminds us, those who are suffering, those who have lost all hope. And these friendly encounters that we may have with them are signs to them that all is not lost and that God does indeed love them. And so as we begin this Advent season, let us continue to pray that we may experience a deeper level of friendship with the Lord and a friendship that will increase our ability to love and serve God and our neighbor.